Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's little Rod Stewart bringing us back. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Scott Arno. Scott is our cybersecurity expert. He is the security advocate. TheSecurityAdvocate.com is his website. Hey, Scott, we were talking in the previous segment about the new report, the Small Business Information Security report that was put out by the National
Institutes of Standards and Technology.
There you go, that one.
It's such a weird one if you're not in security. It's sort of a, what?
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't. They're great folks, though. They really are great people.
What else did they discover for us and report to us?
Well, what's great with something like this is it keeps it basic, but not simply to make it simple and not useful, but it's basic in a way where it walks you through the steps you need to do. Like, first, there's the whole concept of, like, you know, what is risk? How do you figure out what's a danger to your business? And what do you do to sort of break it down? What's important? What do you protect? And they do it step by step, which is great. Like, if you're looking at, you know, what can actually present a risk to your business, first thing you need to know is, well, what do you got? what actually is in your possession that could be dangerous to you if it gets out or gets lost or something like that? And you start that off with, piece by piece, okay, what are our information assets, so to speak? What businesses' information is really sensitive? Like, what's our proprietary information? What sort of customer information do we have to protect? And then as you sort of figure out what it is and you get the value of it, then you can break down, okay, well, what parts of our system actually access this stuff and how do we then protect it? And then you can literally go step by step. And then it will move into, okay, you want to safeguard this stuff. Well, first you have to know, okay, we now know what data is at risk potentially and what we need to protect, then it becomes a question of, okay, well, who can get to it?
Well, let me throw something in here. So, folks, think of it like this. So when you lock up at night, how many of you walk around your property, you check the lights, you check the doors, you check the windows, you check to make sure certain things are unplugged if they need to be unplugged, certain things are not unplugged if they need to be not unplugged? And you check all that, and you walk around and make sure that whatever got put outside has gotten put back inside. And how many times do you realize that somebody didn't put something back in? You got to raise the door and drive it back in or whatever it may be. You do all those things to protect your property because those are things that are of value and things that you leverage in your business model. Now think about that from a cyber standpoint, right? From an IP standpoint, Scott.
Exactly. The thing is, you know, criminals, again, they're not dumb. And they realize that they can actually get some profit off of hitting a smaller business. And from a smaller business
standpoint, that's what I was telling the audience. They're going down market now. We can no longer look around and say, well, they're only after the big guys.
Well, that's the thing. There's profit to be had in attacking smaller businesses, and it's generally easier to hit a smaller network than it is to, say, hit, like, Lockheed Martin or something.
Right.
They're pretty well protected, as are all the big banks. Hmm. Yeah, it's possible to get to them, and people will constantly try
but
to
again,
do it.
But again, they're smart, but they're lazy. They don't want to work that hard.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, if you're looking at it from their perspective, it's return on investment. The path of least resistance is always the easiest.
Right.
Which is why, you know, sometimes you'll see in the media where something will come out and they go, this incredibly sophisticated new attack. And I'm listening to it. No, that's actually a really simple attack. They just chose a new way to hit. That's all it is. Because they don't want to really do those very complicated attacks you might see in TV or a movie or something. Why? Why bother? Why bother breaking the encryption if you can trick someone into giving you the encryption key and just take the stuff?
So the other things we need to know about, tell us the other things we need to know about securing our stuff. We've got about a minute.
Okay. Well, just to give you, first, seriously, download this report. It's awesome and it's a quick read. Basically, you want to identify all the stuff you have in your system, like know who gets to what. Who can access the information? Make sure every employee has an individual user account, because if something does happen, you can figure out who accidentally did what they did. You want to take steps to protect everything. And this can be anything from limiting employee access to data to making sure you have surge protectors and UPS uninterruptible power supplies to protect your data if there's a blackout. It basically gives you a little battery power to make sure you can shut stuff down properly and back up your stuff, or it'll just keep it going as a bridge till the power comes back up. You want to make sure you can actually detect attacks. This can be something as simple as antivirus software and maintaining logs. You want to make sure you're ready to respond if something goes wrong. And after something goes wrong, you want to make sure you're able to recover your systems. This means you've made backups of all your important files and can put them back in place.
And all this report will walk you through all that when Scott and I aren't talking in your ear, right, Scott?
Yeah, it's a wonderful report. They've even got little worksheets in the back to walk
you
through stuff.
How would they find that online? We're going to put it out there too, but you have the website for that?
I do.
We'll have to get it for him. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Oh, got it right here. Sorry.
Got our know, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.